Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. Her preaching is entitled, Be the Untiring Prayer.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, well, it's true I neither fear God nor respect any human being. This widow keeps bothering me, and I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen one who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? As the flames rush through the areas of California with astonishing heat and wearying firefighters and first responders with 24/7 shifts, people ran for their lives. They may be wondering, God, what do we have to do to have this stop? Families wondering about the missing, praying, God, when will we know? Jesus gives us a parable about praying always. The unjust judge is wearied by a persistent call of the widow for justice. Where is the God who cares and will bring justice? Where is there a future full of hope when all is destroyed? In many recent tragedies, many have wondered what they have done wrong or could have done to prevent it. Was our prayer a failure on our part or God's? We may demand God answer us. What Jesus says is we must be persistent and recognize. Prayer is not a quid pro quo or a miracle story. What prayer is about is a relationship that goes beyond miracles into the heart of our person. What is the justice God promises? To be there. We are not alone. We are called to believe God is and will be there. There is that presence we bring of God to one another. In today's first reading, John exhorts, beloved, you are faithful in all you do for your brothers and sisters, especially for strangers. They have testified to your love before the church. Please help them in a way worthy of God to continue their journey. How untiring are we in response to the needs of others? Fires still rage. Caravans still walk to the border. Gun violence cuts open the hearts. Wars continue. God wishes to secure the rights of those who call. We are gifted with a relationship in Christ Jesus. To whom are we called to be the God presence that fulfills the promise? Can we reach out and give our all to those most in need? May this be our prayer.